A few weeks ago, I went to a youth meeting in Stratford, Oklahoma. During that week, we had a series of Bible studies. A specific one really got to me, so I used it to help me make this lesson. It was called Boundaries. What are some boundaries you can think of to apply in your life? I will start by reading dictionary.com's definition for boundary. It states, something that indicates bounds or limits, a limiting or bounding line. Some examples of physical boundaries may include fences, signs, walls, or for those of you who play Minecraft, the Nether. Boundaries are about taking responsibility for our own selves. God gives us the freedom to live within His boundaries, or we can choose to live outside of them. Living outside of God's boundaries means we will have to accept the consequences. Romans 6 and 23 says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." The first ever recorded boundary was the era of Adam and Eve. Genesis 2, verses 16 and 17 says, "And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." Here God set a boundary for Adam and Eve to not eat of the tree of knowledge of good and evil. That sounds simple, right? In the next chapter of Genesis, the devil is disguised as a serpent and is trying to get Adam and Eve to cross God's boundary. After trying, he finally succeeded. Genesis 3 and 6, "She took of the fruit thereof and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat." When crossing a boundary, there may be some consequences. Genesis 3, 14 through 19. "And the Lord God said unto the serpent, because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle, and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life. And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. And sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree, of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken. For dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." Consequences will help us understand the seriousness of our actions. Three common areas people typically struggle with boundaries are feelings and emotions, behavior, and choices. First, we will talk about boundaries for our feelings and emotions. Emotions are like the light on a car's dashboard. They tell us that something needs attention. For example, anger is a hot feeling that says, my boundary has been violated. We should be careful with our actions when we feel angry because it can cause things such as violence, language, or vandalism. Ephesians 4, 26 through 31. "Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice." James 1 and 19. "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." The Bible is filled with scriptures that warn us to guard our hearts against emotions such as fear, worry, anxiety, anger, unforgiveness, jealousy, grief, and guilt. Yet most of us could name at least one or two of these that we're struggling with right now. Maybe you've been holding on to one of these for a long time. Learning to control our emotions will help us stay within our boundaries. 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." It's easy to face the truth about someone else, but it's more difficult for us to see our own problems. This means we have to seek the truth about ourselves. With the help of the Holy Spirit, each of us can face the truth, obey God's word, and make positive changes. Our emotions typically affect our behavior. Behaviors even have consequences. Galatians 6, 7 and 8 says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that he shall also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting." Like this verse says, a man reaps what he sows. If you study, you will get good grades. If you go to work, you will get a paycheck. And if you stay home, you will get fired and eventually have no money. These are some natural consequences of our behavior. Sometimes people make unwise choices which lead to tragedies. For example, if a teenager chooses to ride with a friend who has been drinking, it results in a serious accident and the loss of life. Or if a girl decides to have a drink at a party, it results in letting down her inhibitions. She ends up pregnant or with a disease. Since seemingly small decisions can have such huge consequences, how can we protect ourselves from making wrong choices? We need to take responsibility for our choices. This leads to the fruit of self-control. A common boundary problem is disowning our choices and trying to lay the responsibility for them on someone else. I had to, or she made me, or see what you made me do, or even I had no other choice. You did have a choice, but you didn't like the other choices. Oftentimes, the right choice is not always easy. Genesis 13, 5 through 18. "And Lot also, which went with Abram, had flocks and herds and tents, and the land was not able to bear them, and they might dwell together, for their substance was great, so that they could not dwell together. And there was a strife between the herdmen of Abram's cattle and the herdmen of Lot's cattle, and the Canaanite and the Perizzite dwelled then in the land. And Abram said unto Lot, Let there be no strife, I pray thee, between me and thee, and between my herdmen and thy herdmen, for we be brethren. Is not the whole land before thee? Separate thyself, I pray thee, from me. If thou wilt take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Or if thou depart to the right hand, then I will go to the left. And Lot lifted up his eyes, and beheld the plain of Jordan, that it was well watered everywhere, before the Lord destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, even as the garden of the Lord, like the land of Egypt, as thou comest unto Zoar. Then Lot chose him all the plain of Jordan, and Lot journeyed east, and they separated themselves, the one from the other. Abram dwelled in the land of Canaan, and Lot dwelled in the cities of the plain, and pitched his tent toward Sodom. But the men of Sodom were wicked and sinners before the Lord exceedingly. And the Lord said unto Abram, After that Lot was separated from him, Lift up now thine eyes, and look from the place where thou art, northward and southward and eastward and westward. For all the land which thou seest to thee will I give it, and to thy seed forever. And I will make thy seed as the dust of the earth, so that if a man can number the dust of the earth, then shall thy seed also be numbered. Arise, walk through the land in the length of it, and in the breadth of it, for I will give it unto thee. Then Abram removed his tent, and came and dwelt in the plain of Mamre, which is in Hebron, and built there an altar unto the Lord." The story of Lot's choice here teaches a crucial lesson about life's choices. They made a choice, and Abram made the better choice because he was seeking what God wanted from him. Since choices often result in eternally significant consequences, we must choose in line with God's principles. Just as we set boundaries on our behavior, we should also have limits. There are two types of limits. Number one, setting limits on others. Just as we set boundaries on our behavior, we should also have limits. Oh. What we can do is set limits on our own exposure to people who are behaving poorly. We can't change them or make them behave right. Our model is God. He doesn't set limits on people to make them behave. He sets standards, and people choose whether or not to follow those standards. When they choose not to follow those standards, they separate themselves from him. God limits his exposure to evil, unrepentant people, and so should we. The Bible says in James 1:27, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. At times, we have to separate ourselves from others to remain unspotted in God's eyes. Number two, setting our own limits. We own our feelings and we own the decision to not act on them. We need to be able to say no to ourselves and to destructive desires. The main purpose of your boundaries is to protect yourself and to help you be a good steward of what God has given you. Romans 14:12 says, so then every one of us shall give account of himself to God. These are just a few ways to set boundaries. I'm sure there are many more. We must be able to face consequences if we cross our boundaries. We must control our feelings and emotions. We must behave like God wants us to. We must make good choices, and we must set limits. Now, I want you to think back to the question I asked at the beginning of the lesson. What are some boundaries you came up with? Some of you may have thought, stay away from delicious desserts. Some of you, I won't be disrespectful to others. On some seriousness, maybe you thought, stay away from lustful thoughts. Back in Stratford, our homework for the week was to make 5 boundaries that we have established as a framework for our life using the Bible as a standard. We had to get both positive and negative boundaries. Here's one example of each I came up with. A negative boundary I wrote down for myself was learning to control my tongue. I tend to catch myself saying things I shouldn't be saying. I don't want to be like that, and neither should you. Matthew 15:11 says, not that which goeth into the mouth defileth a man, but that which cometh out of the mouth, this defileth a man. A positive boundary I wrote for myself was to grow closer to God in ways like reading the Bible and praying more. 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. I went a week early before the meeting to stay with my cousins Trevin and Ethan. One night, their father Joe had asked us to come in the living room. Joe asked him if they had done their homework. I asked him, homework? In the summer? But this wasn't the kind of homework I was thinking of. Instead, Joe had made his kids homework where they would get a week to read a chapter of the Bible. They would have to write what the chapter was about, and by the end of the week, they would talk about the chapter and the things they got from it. If you are looking to grow closer to God too, this is an example you can use to help you better understand God's words.